Hello, WJXC listeners. You're listening to the Camp Pendleton Sports Report. Very own Dan the Man Witkowski.
Oh, my God. Dan? Well, it's Michael, but this my ringer is just terrible.
Well, thank you, guys. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Rachel. And good morning, Kelly.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I feel scrumptious.
You feel okay. I won't comment on that.
Kelly, thanks again for that marvelous, miraculous introduction. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
I
just said something.
Funny, Rachel. Funny.
I just said you okay. Said how and everyone's feeling. I said I feel scrumptious.
And I said that was funny.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that. But
I've never heard the word scrumptious used in a sports report. But
by the way,
there's a first, everybody. Ring me the bell for that, Kelly.
Let me talk about the Women's
yes,
World Cup.
Please.
The Women's World Cup.
Women's World Cup.
Today we are going to discuss the Women's World Cup. Now, I haven't really been paying that much attention to it because, you know, it's always been on Fox and I don't have the station. But neither I just wanted to let you know that the Women's USA national team tied the Netherlands last night in the second half of the game.
So the score ended up being 1-1, tell us who from the USA women's team scored that goal.
Megan.
Lisa
Horan.
Lindsay Horan,
that's who it is. Lindsay Horan actually scored the goal to give the to have the USA tie in the second half.
That's right.
And there was a couple of chances that the USA team had, but the last goal that went in was officially an offside call.
They didn't get it.
Alex Morgan, which I think is complete bogus if you ask me. Yeah,
they had to take it back.
That was the worst.
The most famous soccer player on that team, Megan Rapinoe, who's 38 years old, has joined them, and it's being played in Australia and New Zealand this year. She didn't play last night.
No, she didn't.
Quite a few of the bench players, because Megan's coming off the bench, quite a few of them didn't play last night, and some people feel that affected the USA's ability to win.
Yeah, that's what I think.
You get, can you imagine running up and down for 90 minutes?
Oh, God, I'd probably pass out.
yeah. Well, I'll ring the bell for that. My goodness. Yeah, I think if I ran for 5 minutes, I'd be out of breath. It's kind of amazing what they can do as athletes. But
these ladies are in the gym 24 hours a day working their tail off. I mean, Michael, if you and I were trying to compete with the U.S. men's soccer team, we would probably pass out without how fast they run out.
I would definitely pass out. I wouldn't even show up because I knew I don't want the obvious to happen. We should just let people know that this is the first round of the Women's World Cup final. They play three games against three different opponents.
They beat Vietnam.
USA beat Vietnam
3-0
last week. A draw against the Netherlands last night.
And then they play Portugal coming up the next week.
That's right. Portugal and USA will play Tuesday, August 1st at 3 in the morning.
Damn, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's a long time.
Yes, Jesus Christ is a long time. it's going to be played
I can't
in
believe
the.
I just said that.
Well, too, but believe it, it happens.
Sorry.
Miss Spike Record T-shirt.
Sorry.
That means like 7 p.m. in 7 p.m.
Oh my Lord, in my heart.
Yeah. No comment.
No comment, please.
Okay.
But anyway, so I wanted to also bring you guys in that Lionel Messi in his debut with the FC Miami. He scored two goals, and he was assisted on one goal. Man, it's great to have Lionel Messi in the USA, isn't it?
I would say it's exciting. Scored a goal, at least one goal in that most recent game, and assisted in another. So that's good, I think, for the U.S. Soccer League, right?
Lionel Messi is actually the best soccer player in the world.
Yeah.
When his career is done, he's going to go into the Soccer Hall of Fame if they have one.
Well, he, of course, won the Men's World Cup just last year for Argentina. And that, I wonder if that's part of the reason why he decided to go into the United States Soccer League, because he won the ultimate with the Argentine winning.
Maybe he felt that there's a lot more opportunities here in the U.S. that he could actually make more money in the U.S. That's probably why he said that. That's probably why he signed with FC. Now, I've actually seen on YouTube a couple of people, a couple of sports teams, like soccer teams, youth soccer teams, who are actually in Florida, who actually were, when Lionel Messi landed in the United States, they were so excited that they stopped playing soccer to go meet him at the airport.
That's awesome. Just maybe one more thing about the Women's World Cup. The USA team has been quite dominant. It's only been around since 1991, and the USA team has won 4 World Cups, and also the last 2, Dan. So they're trying to go for a three-peat.
Has a three-peat ever been done?
No. Germany won 2 World Cups, the women's team, in a row. Now the USA did it twice, and they're trying to do it a third time. So if they get out of this first stage, Dan, then they could still be on their way to three-peating.
But you said a three-peat has never been done before, right?
In the Women's World Cup, no.
Wow, that's they'd make history then if they did that.
Yeah.
I have been your host, Daniel Wachowski, and thank you for listening to WGXC. Thank you, and have a good day.